I love the saying, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. That means come rain or sunshine, the Lord is good. Whether I have all the silver and gold the world has to offer, or I don't know where my next meal will come from, God is good. Should the doctor start the sentence with, I've got some bad news, God is good. If my new business venture takes off immediately, praise God, because He is good. Should there be an unexpected and expensive bill that I didn't budget for this month, that doesn't change the fact that God is good. If my prayer is answered with a yes, or if the answer is a not yet, God is still good. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion and kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Your circumstances don't have a factor on whether God is good or not. He is worthy to be praised regardless. Too often we make the mistake of placing God on the same level as people. When it comes to people, we often associate how nice someone is, how good someone is, based on what they do for us. However, that is not how God operates. God can answer you with a no because He loves you. And that no will be because He's protecting you. You never know. You could be praying for what you think you need, but that request is the very thing that the Lord is protecting you from. Because in the long run, that door, that relationship, that car will do more harm than good in your life. So we can never place God at the same level as people. Isaiah 40 verse 14 says, Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? God doesn't need enlightening. He is all-knowing. He doesn't need to be taught the right way when by virtue of him being the creator, he is right. He is holy. He is righteous. He doesn't need the best scientist and the best minds of this world to make decisions. All power is in His hands. I say this so that we may acknowledge God for who He truly is, the Almighty. We must respect His word, we must reverence Him for His glorious work, and we must adore Him for being so powerful, yet so tender and caring to us. Now let us pray. My Heavenly Father, the one who holds all of creation in His hands, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for loving me, sustaining me, giving me life. And above all, thank you for caring so much that you gave your only begotten Son so that I may believe and not perish. So that I may not be destroyed, but rather so that I may be saved. Thank you, Almighty God, for your precious Son, who died on a cross for me, so that today I can say that I am redeemed, I am loved, and I am set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you deserve all glory, all the glory for your awesome power. So great are your abilities that you measured the waters in each and every ocean, each river and all of the seas. I praise you because there is no limit to your abilities. There is nothing that you cannot do. Just as the book of Isaiah says, Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? Who was it that taught him knowledge? There is no one who can enlighten you because you are the God of light. There is nothing that anyone can teach you because you are filled with infinite wisdom. Your ways are higher than ours. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It's because you are a God of great power, might, and strength that I adore you and I praise your name. Lord, if you had never loved me, if you had never saved me, then Father, where would I be? Isaiah 40 verse 22 says, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in." There are no words to properly describe your awesome nature, your infinite wisdom, and your supernatural power. So today, I offer up my praises to you. There is nothing else that I can give you but my heart, my praise, my adoration. You are my unfailing protector, who gives me an eternal home. You are a God who watches over me and my family, and I praise you because you have never let me down. There is no one else like you, Father. I thank you, King Jesus, for being my rock and pillar in this world. I will rejoice always. I will give you thanks in all circumstances because you have a plan for my life that is divine and it's for a greater purpose. So I trust that all of my steps are ordered by you, God. I have confidence in your word that tells me to approach the throne of grace boldly, and that if I ask anything according to your will, then I know that you will hear me. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being patient with me. Your word says in Psalm 4, verse 1, "Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer." I trust and believe in you, King Jesus, that you will answer me when I call out your name. You offer me relief from distress. You offer a wholeness from loneliness or insecurities. You offer me love and acceptance when the world would choose to condemn me. And for that, I am thankful. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, to set me free from my sins. I pray that my relationship with you will continue to be strengthened day by day. May I continue to grow and be closer and more intimate with you. Lord, give me a heart that places you right at the center as King and Lord of my life, as King and Lord of my soul, and as King and Lord of my mind. Father, help me so that I may not have any fear in this world, but rather may I only fear you, my God. I pray that I may walk in your ways. Help me to not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor to stand in the way of sinners, nor to sit in the seat of the scornful. Lord, I desire to be completely devoted to you, to hunger and thirst for you. So I pray that you would remove everything that might hinder my growth. Thank you for hearing this prayer, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a position where you needed help? Why, we've all been there. You might have needed a place to stay for a while, or you might have needed some money to tie you over, or maybe you might have needed help to land a job. What I do know is at one point or another, life will place you in a position where you need help. You might need help with a child. You might need help casting out a demon. You might need help overcoming a challenge. I know that one way or another, you will need help. But here's the thing. Getting help from people, it often comes with strings attached. When someone helps you out, it's not always for free. It comes with the expectation of either, you remember what I did for you, or one day I might need your help, so just remember this favor. However, I have good news. There is a God who offers you help with no strings attached. There is a God in heaven who will offer you aid. He will give you support without any pressure or any expectation that you could ever pay him back. In fact, David spoke about the help offered by God by saying in Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Zephaniah 3 verse 17 says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Should you find yourself in need of help, I have a recommendation. Look to Jesus. Should you find yourself in need of reinforcements in a battle, the Lord has a host of angels at his command. Should you find yourself in need of strength or in need of comfort, Jesus Christ said in John 14 verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now, if you've ever read Psalm 121 in its entirety, you'll notice that as the chapter ends in verses 7 and 8, the word preserve is used repeatedly. The Bible reads, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. Three times, we're told that the Lord will preserve us. And to preserve is to maintain. It means to take care of, to look after. In other words, God has told us that in all situations, he will take care of you. In your going out and your coming in, the Lord will look after you. So remember this, saints. When you find yourself in need of any help, look to Jesus. Now let us pray. Dear Lord, you are a mighty God. You're a God who loves me and who has proven your love for me in so many ways. God, I thank you and I praise you for your many promises that provide me with hope and a sense of security. God, in your word, you have promised to keep me from harm, to keep me from loneliness, to keep me from evil and from my enemies. There is nothing that can touch me without going through you, Lord, because you are my rock and my shield. Father, I praise you and I appreciate your goodness for all the times that you've come to my aid. Thank you for the many occasions that you have helped me. Lord Jesus, you are my refuge and strength, a help that is readily available during times of distress. I have peace today, knowing that I am under the protective care of a God who neither sleeps nor slumbers. You are a God who cares for his own, and you do so in miraculous ways. You have proven time and time again that you are a God who is present to help his children. And although in my life I may not physically be in a den full of lions, I pray that you protect me each time I set foot outside my home. Each time I am traveling, may you be my protection. Although I may not physically need you to split a sea in front of me, God, I pray that you make a way for me to navigate the storms of life. Make a way for me and bring peace to the storms I face. At my job, within my family, and even within my friends, help me, Lord. Shield and protect me. Be my rescue, Lord. I may not have the guarantee of a problem-free life, but I do have the guarantee that my help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. I invite you, King Jesus, to be close to me as I draw closer to you. Just as your word says, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Under the shelter of your presence, there is peace. There is stillness. There is serenity. This life is full of many dangers, both physically and spiritually. But God, I ask you to keep me and preserve me from physical dangers like illness or injury or accidents. Father, I pray that you would keep me and preserve me from spiritual dangers like doubt and sin, false teachings and deception. Father, protect me from these threats. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would preserve my soul, preserve my going out and my coming in. You are my hiding place, Lord Jesus. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. You are my keeper, Lord, the one who watches over me and my family. I pray that as we begin each day, and even as we end each day, may we do so while under your divine care and under your protection. Father, I rely on your faithfulness. Lord, help me not to shake, not to stagger, and not to despair in my faith when things get tough or when things are intimidating. Lord Jesus, be my sanctuary. Even if the storms of life roar, I pray that you will protect and preserve me. God, I glorify you and I reverence your name. I thank you for preserving me from all evil. Lord, I thank you for preserving my soul. Thank you for preserving my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Things will turn around. That's what I'd like to tell you today. Things will turn around for your good. Proverbs 3 verse 5 in the Amplified Translation says, "Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." Your situation may have you scratching your head asking, "How did I get into this? What did I ever do to deserve this?" But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely confidently in Jesus with all your heart. Because our own insight, our own understanding will leave us jumping to all sorts of conclusions. If you try and analyze and rationalize about why this happened or why it didn't happen, you will drive yourself down a dangerous road of despair, discouragement, and dismay. So don't try and find your own path. Focus on the Redeemer. Focus on the precious Lamb of God. You see, we often struggle so much with our own burdens. We try and take matters into our own hands. When in reality, as believers, we ought to take our burdens and problems to God first. Our request should be, "Lord, this is my problem, and I submit this problem to you. I pray that you would either work a miracle and solve it, or give me the grace and wisdom to handle it through your power." This is how we should be approaching the Lord when faced with adversity. Either he intervenes, or he gives me the strength to navigate my way through it. Either he parts the Red Sea in my life, or he gives me the strength to swim across. You see, it's either God destroy the Goliath that stands before me, or he gives me boldness, a rock, and a slingshot to defeat that giant. What I'm trying to tell you is that things will turn around for you when you trust and rely on the Lord. One way or another, he will either take your burdens or give you the grace and strength to endure and overcome. We have a Savior in Jesus, one who knows and wants to solve our problems and our difficulties. So I encourage you to take your problems to Jesus. He cares for you. He can sustain you. He will renew our strength. You do not have to bear your burdens alone, but instead take your problems to Jesus. Don't allow the idol of self-reliance to entrap you. Break free and claim your rest in Jesus. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, I praise you. I thank you because there has never been a moment when you've left me on my own. There has never been a time where I have felt as though you have abandoned me. I have never felt isolated from you because your word is filled with promises that encourage and uplift me when I am low. I desire to draw close to you, Jesus, because I have found you to be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace. I believe that things will turn around for my good so long as my trust is in you. Mark 10, verse 27 says that with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. You, Lord Jesus, are the only one who can supply and meet all of my needs according to your glorious heavenly riches. I pray that you would remove that which weighs me down. Remove and unburden me from everything that weighs my heart down. I thank you for the promise in Proverbs 3, verse 24, and I pray that it will become a reality in my life, for your word says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. I pray and declare that everything happening in my life right now is working for my good. There is no problem that will overwhelm me in Jesus' name. I pray and declare that the peace of the Lord be upon my heart. Instead of being preoccupied by these earthly battles, my eyes will remain fixed on the perfect work that was done on the cross by you, King Jesus. I pray that my faith will stand on the solid rock that is you, Lord, because aside from you, all other things on this earth is like sinking sand. As I chase your presence, Lord, may I experience complete restoration. May I find joy and triumph, victory and gladness in you. Although the trials I face may leave me with a lot of unanswered questions or feelings of uncertainty, you, Lord, remain a certain God in the midst of an uncertain world. You remain certain in the midst of the unknown. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." I lift my faith today, and I'm calling on you. I call on the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. And even as I call you, Lord, I call in faith, and I call with the expectation that you will answer me. I call on the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you are my deliverer at a time that I am desperate to be saved. I call on you, Lord, knowing that you are a healer and you can still perform miracles in my life today. You are the one who restores when I am lacking. You, Lord, are my refuge every time that I need safety and protection. And so I honor you and I thank you. Your word says in Exodus 15, verse 2, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. You are my strength, even in the middle of a storm." So I ask that you continue to be my shelter, Lord Jesus. Be my safety net when I fall. Lord, be my source of hope when I am down or discouraged. When your presence is with me, then I can let go of all of my worries. I can let go of everything that can make me anxious. I am no longer fearful in your presence. Goodness and mercy follow me when I am in your presence. Lord Jesus, just your presence alone will solve every issue in my life, because in your presence there is strength. There is peace, there is love, and everlasting life. That's why I desire to draw near to you. I desire to live a life that is close to you, because when I am close to you, I am hidden from the enemy. I praise you, for you are worthy. You are perfect in all your ways. Thank you for listening to my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Have you ever said these four words? "Stand by me, God." Or have you ever quietly prayed and said, "Be with me, Jesus"? Or perhaps, "Give me strength, Lord." It's amazing how four simple words could speak volumes. You see, I've realized something. As I've grown both in age and spiritual maturity, my need for the Lord has increased. My need for Him to be with me has increased. My need for the Lord to stand by me has increased. And here's why I have such a need for Jesus. I need Jesus Christ because I have tried to do things my own way. But I've been met with the harsh reality that on my own, it is impossible to win. It's impossible to gain a breakthrough. It's impossible to have peace of mind if the Lord is not with me. I need Jesus Christ because there are strongholds in my family that I can't break with my own power, and so I need the strength and might that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. I need God because life is complicated. I have problems. Problems that I care not to discuss with anyone because people will often judge before they reveal their own struggles. So I desperately need Jesus Christ. He's the only one who has given me an open invitation in Psalms 55, verse 22, where the Bible reads, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." So you see, I need Jesus because I can't save myself. I can't redeem myself. I can't deliver myself. And there sure isn't any other human being on this planet who can offer me redemption or salvation or eternal life like Jesus Christ can. So I have to be honest. At times when things are tough, I find myself just saying and praying four simple words over and over again. Be with me, Jesus. Be with me, Lord. At times when I'm tempted, I find myself quietly praying, give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Jesus. And if you can relate to what I'm saying, then I encourage you to stand, child of God. Stand firm in the word of the Lord. Take those things that weigh you down. Take those burdens that slump your shoulders and hand them over to Jesus Christ. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is true for you and I today. Our help comes from the Lord. Now let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, your word in Psalm 42 verse 1 says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul does indeed need you, Lord. There are some problems that I can't overcome on my own, so I need your strength, Lord. I need your strength and power to help me overcome the obstacles I face. I need you to stand by me, Lord. I need you in my heart, in my mind and emotions. Your word in Isaiah 40 verse 29 says, He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. It's in you that I can have victory. It's only through you that I can be a victor. Without you, Lord Jesus, there are giants I can't fight with my own strength. There are situations that are just too much for me to handle. So I ask that you stand by me, Lord, now and always. Whether I am in a storm or in the valley or in the shadow of death, be with me, Father. Whether I am in a fiery furnace or in the lion's den, I pray that you would raise up a standard. When the enemy comes at me like a flood, Lord Jesus, I look to you. I look to your saving grace. Your word in Psalms 121 verse 7 and 8 says, The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So when the devil attempts to attack me, I will hold on to this word that you, Lord, will keep me from all evil. You will preserve my life. You will not allow any strongholds to overcome me. Though my problems may be daunting, I am at peace knowing that you are with me, Lord Jesus. You have promised that you would never leave me or forsake me. So even when the odds are against me, I will count on you, Lord Jesus. Whether I am in the lion's den or in the eye of the storm, you are faithful. And I believe you will be with me and protect me. Your word in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13 says, Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. I will stand firm on Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I will stand on the lion of the tribe of Judah, my protector. I will stand firm and steadfast in your word, Lord Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, I choose to trust in you each day, each hour, and each moment of my life. You gave your life on the cross to set me free, and I thank you. Psalms 91 verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I confess this to be true in my life. You are my refuge indeed, my hiding place. And so I bless your name, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, give me grace. Let me not become a prayerless Christian, because a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Give me the grace and the discipline to be faithful in my time spent in prayer. Birth in me a desire to seek you, a desire and a passion to chase after you. I rebuke all other desires within me that fight or compete with my prayer time. Reveal to me the things in my life that are distractions or hindrances to my prayer life. I pray that my passions and desires all lead me to one destination, and that is to be in constant fellowship with you through prayer. And sometimes, Lord Jesus, I find it hard to pray. I find it to be a fight just to pray. In those moments, would you strengthen me? Would you convict me, Holy Spirit, to fight through and spend time cultivating a good relationship with God Almighty? Light a fire within my heart. Ignite a fire within my spirit that will lead me to change my lifestyle, to change the way I do things and what I practice on a daily basis. May you be glorified forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. This word trust is an interesting one. It's interesting because trust underpins every aspect of life and relationships. You interact with person A differently to person B, all because you trust one and not the other. You work hard and diligently at your job because you trust that your labor, your effort, your skill will be rewarded and compensated. You lock the door. You hide valuables from plain sight, all because you don't trust everyone to have integrity and not steal. You order food and eat it without having seen the state of the kitchen, without questioning the ingredients, all because you trust the restaurant, the establishment, or the chef. Do you see how trust is a huge factor in everyday life? Here's a couple of Bible verses I'd like you to hold on to. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. The Bible reads, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." You see, in order to fully trust God, you have to relinquish full control. To put it another way, to trust in the Lord is to abandon trust in yourself or in another human. You stop trying to fix it yourself, and you allow God, you yield to God, you surrender all control to Him. And to do that in this day and age is to go against everything we're taught and trained to do. We have to take control of our career, our business. We need to take control of our future, our kids' futures. So much of our lives today requires control. But the Lord operates differently when it comes to the aspect of control. The Lord requires us to have faith in Him, to relinquish control and stop trying to fix it yourself, but hand it over to Jesus. And let's be realistic. There are some aspects in our lives where we need to accept that the only things we have control over is the amount of effort we put in, the attitude we have on a daily basis. That's what we can control. The rest, we have to leave it up to God. So trust God to intervene in that situation at work. Trust God to have an impact on your children. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and over all of your affairs. Remember that the Bible says you are blessed when you place your trust in God. You are blessed when you place your hope in Jesus. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, I praise your name. You are majestic and glorious. I place my trust in you today, and Almighty God. I refuse to trust in the experts of this world. I refuse to place my trust in scientists. I will instead fully trust in you and in your word, King Jesus. You are ever so reliable and consistent. Your word in Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. You are eternally changeless. You are the same God who spoke the words, Lazarus, come forth. And your power brought him back to life. And I believe that you can speak life into my situation today. You are the same God who spoke the words, peace, be still, and a storm obeyed you. And I believe that you can still speak those same words over me and calm my situation. You are still able to rebuke the storms that I face. My trust is in you, King Jesus, because you are an unchanging God. You are and have always been a Redeemer, a Savior, and a Deliverer. Your word in Psalms 34, verse 4 to 6 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Lord Jesus, I commit all of my ways to you. I commit my plans to you, Father, and I relinquish control over to you, King Jesus. Have your way, Father. Your word tells me in 2 Corinthians 16, verse 9, that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Father, as your eyes search the whole earth, when you look to strengthen those whose hearts are committed to you, I pray that you may find my heart to be committed to you. I pray that you would find my heart to be full of faith and burning brightly for you. May you find me, Lord, to have a heart that is full of trust and reliance in you. Lord, I pray that I may never be too busy for you. May I never be too tired to pray and give you thanks. I pray that my heart would never be too busy for your word. As your eyes search the whole earth for those loyal to you, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would find my heart to be committed to you. I pray that you may find a surrendered and willing heart, a heart that looks only to you. May you find a heart that is satisfied only in your presence. I pray, Lord, that my heart may never settle for these worldly things, but rather may I constantly seek heavenly things, things from above, things that are pure and righteous. I desire to be wrapped in your steadfast love. I pray that your presence would always be strong and rich around me and around my home. Holy Spirit, would you move within me and clear up my heart? Help me to make room for the Lord by removing anything ungodly within my heart. May the Lord's presence be known in my life. Father, your word says in Psalm 28, verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. You are indeed my strength and shield. My heart certainly finds rest and comfort in you, because you are an unfailing God. I bless your holy name. Amen."
I love the saying, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. That means come rain or sunshine, the Lord is good. Whether I have all the silver and gold the world has to offer, or I don't know where my next meal will come from, God is good. Should the doctor start the sentence with, "I've got some bad news," God is good. If my new business venture takes off immediately, praise God, because he is good. Should there be an unexpected and expensive bill that I didn't budget for this month, that doesn't change the fact that God is good. If my prayer is answered with a yes, or if the answer is a not yet, God is still good. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion and kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." Your circumstances don't have a factor on whether God is good or not. He is worthy to be praised regardless. Too often we make the mistake of placing God on the same level as people. When it comes to people, we often associate how nice someone is, how good someone is, based on what they do for us. However, that is not how God operates. God can answer you with a no because he loves you. And that no will be because he's protecting you. You never know. You could be praying for what you think you need, but that request is the very thing that the Lord is protecting you from. Because in the long run, that door, that relationship, that car will do more harm than good in your life. So we can never place God at the same level as people. Isaiah 40 verse 14 says, "Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding?" God doesn't need enlightening. He is all-knowing. He doesn't need to be taught the right way when by virtue of him being the creator, he is right. He is holy. He is righteous. He doesn't need the best scientist and the best minds of this world to make decisions. All power is in his hands. I say this so that we may acknowledge God for who he truly is, the Almighty. We must respect his word. We must reverence him for his glorious work. And we must adore him for being so powerful, yet so tender and caring to us. Now let us pray. My Heavenly Father, the one who holds all of creation in his hands, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for loving me, sustaining me, giving me life, and above all, thank you for caring so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that I may believe and not perish, so that I may not be destroyed, but rather so that I may be saved. Thank you, Almighty God, for your precious Son, who died on a cross for me, so that today I can say that I am redeemed, I am loved, and I am set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you deserve all glory, all the glory for your awesome power. So great are your abilities that you measured the waters in each and every ocean, each river, and all of the seas. I praise you because there is no limit to your abilities. There is nothing that you cannot do. Just as the book of Isaiah says, whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? Who was it that taught him knowledge? There is no one who can enlighten you, because you are the God of light. There is nothing that anyone can teach you, because you are filled with infinite wisdom. Your ways are higher than ours. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It's because you are a God of great power, might, and strength that I adore you and I praise your name. Lord, if you had never loved me, if you had never saved me, then Father, where would I be? Isaiah 40 verse 22 says, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in. There are no words to properly describe your awesome nature, your infinite wisdom, and your supernatural power. So today, I offer up my praises to you. There is nothing else that I can give you but my heart, my praise, my adoration. You are my unfailing protector, who gives me an eternal home. You are a God who watches over me and my family, and I praise you because you have never let me down. There is no one else like you, Father. I thank you, King Jesus, for being my rock and pillar in this world. I will rejoice always. I will give you thanks in all circumstances, because you have a plan for my life that is divine, and it's for a greater purpose. So I trust that all of my steps are ordered by you, God. I have confidence in your word that tells me to approach the throne of grace boldly, and that if I ask anything according to your will, then I know that you will hear me. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for being patient with me. Your word says in Psalm 4, verse 1, answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. I trust and believe in you, King Jesus, that you will answer me when I call out your name. You offer me relief from distress. You offer a wholeness from loneliness or insecurities. You offer me love and acceptance when the world would choose to condemn me. And for that, I am thankful. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, to set me free from my sins. I pray that my relationship with you will continue to be strengthened day by day. May I continue to grow and be closer and more intimate with you. Lord, give me a heart that places you right at the center as King and Lord of my life, as King and Lord of my soul, and as King and Lord of my mind. Father, help me so that I may not have any fear in this world, but rather may I only fear you, my God. I pray that I may walk in your ways. Help me to not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor to stand in the way of sinners, nor to sit in the seat of the scornful. Lord, I desire to be completely devoted to you, to hunger and thirst for you. So I pray that you would remove everything that might hinder my growth, Thank you for hearing this prayer, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a position where you needed help? Why, we've all been there. You might have needed a place to stay for a while, or you might have needed some money to tie you over, or maybe you might have needed help to land a job. What I do know is at one point or another, life will place you in a position where you need help. You might need help with a child. You might need help casting out a demon. You might need help overcoming a challenge. I know that one way or another, you will need help. But here's the thing. Getting help from people, it often comes with strings attached. When someone helps you out, it's not always for free. It comes with the expectation of either, you remember what I did for you, or one day I might need your help, so just remember this favor. However, I have good news. There is a God who offers you help with no strings attached. There is a God in heaven who will offer you aid. He will give you support without any pressure or any expectation that you could ever pay him back. In fact, David spoke about the help offered by God by saying in Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Zephaniah 3 verse 17 says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Should you find yourself in need of help, I have a recommendation. Look to Jesus. Should you find yourself in need of reinforcements in a battle, the Lord has a host of angels at his command. Should you find yourself in need of strength or in need of comfort, Jesus Christ said in John 14, verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now, if you've ever read Psalm 121 in its entirety, you'll notice that as the chapter ends in verses 7 and 8, the word preserve is used repeatedly. The Bible reads, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. Three times we're told that the Lord will preserve us. And to preserve is to maintain. It means to take care of, to look after. In other words, God has told us that in all situations, he will take care of you. In your going out and your coming in, the Lord will look after you. So remember this, saints. When you find yourself in need of any help, look to Jesus. Now let us pray. Dear Lord, you are a mighty God. You're a God who loves me and who has proven your love for me in so many ways. God, I thank you and I praise you for your many promises that provide me with hope and a sense of security. God, in your word, you have promised to keep me from harm, to keep me from loneliness, to keep me from evil and from my enemies. There is nothing that can touch me without going through you, Lord, because you are my rock and my shield. Father, I praise you and I appreciate your goodness for all the times that you've come to my aid. Thank you for the many occasions that you have helped me. Lord Jesus, you are my refuge and strength, a help that is readily available during times of distress. I have peace today, knowing that I am under the protective care of a God who neither sleeps nor slumbers. You are a God who cares for his own, and you do so in miraculous ways. You have proven time and time again that you are a God who is present to help his children. And although in my life I may not physically be in a den full of lions, I pray that you protect me each time I set foot outside my home. Each time I am traveling, may you be my protection. Although I may not physically need you to split a sea in front of me, God, I pray that you make a way for me to navigate the storms of life. Make a way for me and bring peace to the storms I face. At my job, within my family, and even within my friends, help me, Lord. Shield and protect me. Be my rescue, Lord. I may not have the guarantee of a problem-free life, but I do have the guarantee that my help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. I invite you, King Jesus, to be close to me as I draw closer to you. Just as your word says, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Under the shelter of your presence, there is peace. There is stillness. There is serenity. This life is full of many dangers, both physically and spiritually, but God, I ask you to keep me and preserve me from physical dangers like illness or injury or accidents. Father, I pray that you would keep me and preserve me from spiritual dangers like doubt and sin, false teachings and deception. Father, protect me from these threats. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would preserve my soul. Preserve my going out and my coming in. You are my hiding place, Lord Jesus. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. You are my keeper, Lord, the one who watches over me and my family. I pray that as we begin each day, and even as we end each day, may we do so while under your divine care and under your protection. Father, I rely on your faithfulness. Lord, help me not to shake, not to stagger, and not to despair in my faith when things get tough or when things are intimidating. Lord Jesus, be my sanctuary. Even if the storms of life roar, I pray that you will protect and preserve me. God, I glorify you and I reverence your name. I thank you for preserving me from all evil. Lord, I thank you for preserving my soul. Thank you for preserving my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Things will turn around. That's what I'd like to tell you today. Things will turn around for your good. Proverbs 3, verse 5 in the Amplified Translation says, "Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." Your situation may have you scratching your head asking, "How did I get into this? What did I ever do to deserve this?" But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely confidently in Jesus with all your heart, because our own insight, our own understanding will leave us jumping to all sorts of conclusions. If you try and analyze and rationalize about why this happened or why it didn't happen, you will drive yourself down a dangerous road of despair, discouragement, and dismay. So don't try and find your own path. Focus on the Redeemer. Focus on the precious Lamb of God. You see, we often struggle so much with our own burdens. We try and take matters into our own hands. When in reality, as believers, we ought to take our burdens and problems to God first. Our request should be, "Lord, this is my problem, and I submit this problem to you. I pray that you would either work a miracle and solve it, or give me the grace and wisdom to handle it through your power." This is how we should be approaching the Lord when faced with adversity. Either he intervenes, or he gives me the strength to navigate my way through it. Either he parts the Red Sea in my life, or he gives me the strength to swim across. You see, it's either God destroy the Goliath that stands before me, or he gives me boldness, a rock, and a slingshot to defeat that giant. What I'm trying to tell you is that things will turn around for you when you trust and rely on the Lord. One way or another, he will either take your burdens or give you the grace and strength to endure and overcome. We have a Savior in Jesus, one who knows and wants to solve our problems and our difficulties. So I encourage you to take your problems to Jesus. He cares for you. He can sustain you. He will renew our strength. You do not have to bear your burdens alone, but instead take your problems to Jesus. Don't allow the idol of self-reliance to entrap you. Break free and claim your rest in Jesus. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, I praise you. I thank you because there has never been a moment when you've left me on my own. There has never been a time where I have felt as though you have abandoned me. I have never felt isolated from you because your word is filled with promises that encourage and uplift me when I am low. I desire to draw close to you, Jesus, because I have found you to be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace. I believe that things will turn around for my good so long as my trust is in you. Mark 10, verse 27 says that with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. You, Lord Jesus, are the only one who can supply and meet all of my needs according to your glorious heavenly riches. I pray that you would remove that which weighs me down. Remove and unburden me from everything that weighs my heart down. I thank you for the promise in Proverbs 3, verse 24, and I pray that it will become a reality in my life. For your word says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. I pray and declare that everything happening in my life right now is working for my good. There is no problem that will overwhelm me in Jesus' name. I pray and declare that the peace of the Lord be upon my heart. Instead of being preoccupied by these earthly battles, my eyes will remain fixed on the perfect work that was done on the cross by you, King Jesus. I pray that my faith will stand on the solid rock that is you, Lord, because aside from you, all other things on this earth is like sinking sand. As I chase your presence, Lord, May I experience complete restoration. May I find joy and triumph, victory and gladness in you. Although the trials I face may leave me with a lot of unanswered questions or feelings of uncertainty, you, Lord, remain a certain God in the midst of an uncertain world. You remain certain in the midst of the unknown. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." I lift my faith today, and I'm calling on you. I call on the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. And even as I call you, Lord, I call in faith, and I call with the expectation that you will answer me. I call on the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you are my deliverer at a time that I am desperate to be saved. I call on you, Lord, knowing that you are a healer and you can still perform miracles in my life today. You are the one who restores when I am lacking. You, Lord, are my refuge every time that I need safety and protection. And so I honor you and I thank you. Your word says in Exodus 15, verse 2, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. You are my strength, even in the middle of a storm." So I ask that you continue to be my shelter, Lord Jesus. Be my safety net when I fall. Lord, be my source of hope when I am down or discouraged. When your presence is with me, then I can let go of all of my worries. I can let go of everything that can make me anxious. I am no longer fearful in your presence. Goodness and mercy follow me when I am in your presence. Lord Jesus, just your presence alone will solve every issue in my life, because in your presence there is strength, there is peace, there is love, and everlasting life. That's why I desire to draw near to you. I desire to live a life that is close to you, because when I am close to you, I am hidden from the enemy. I praise you, for you are worthy. You are perfect in all your ways. Thank you for listening to my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Have you ever said these four words? "Stand by me, God." Or have you ever quietly prayed and said, "Be with me, Jesus"? Or perhaps, "Give me strength, Lord." It's amazing how four simple words could speak volumes. You see, I've realized something. As I've grown both in age and spiritual maturity, my need for the Lord has increased. My need for Him to be with me has increased. My need for the Lord to stand by me has increased. And here's why I have such a need for Jesus. I need Jesus Christ because I have tried to do things my own way, but I've been met with the harsh reality that on my own, it is impossible to win. It's impossible to gain a breakthrough. It's impossible to have peace of mind if the Lord is not with me. I need Jesus Christ because there are strongholds in my family that I can't break with my own power. And so I need the strength and might that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. I need God because life is complicated. I have problems. Problems that I care not to discuss with anyone because people will often judge before they reveal their own struggles. So I desperately need Jesus Christ. He's the only one who has given me an open invitation in Psalms 55, verse 22, where the Bible reads, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." So you see, I need Jesus because I can't save myself. I can't redeem myself. I can't deliver myself. And there sure isn't any other human being on this planet who can offer me redemption or salvation or eternal life like Jesus Christ can. So I have to be honest. At times when things are tough, I find myself just saying and praying four simple words over and over again. Be with me, Jesus. Be with me, Lord. At times when I'm tempted, I find myself quietly praying, "Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Jesus." And if you can relate to what I'm saying, then I encourage you to stand, child of God. Stand firm in the word of the Lord. Take those things that weigh you down. Take those burdens that slump your shoulders and hand them over to Jesus Christ. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." This is true for you and I today. Our help comes from the Lord. Now let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Your word in Psalm 42 verse 1 says, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for You, O God." My soul does indeed need You, Lord. There are some problems that I can't overcome on my own, so I need Your strength, Lord. I need Your strength and power to help me overcome the obstacles I face. I need You to stand by me, Lord. I need You in my heart, in my mind, and emotions. Your word in Isaiah 40, verse 29 says, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength." It's in You that I can have victory. It's only through You that I can be a victor. Without You, Lord Jesus, there are giants I can't fight with my own strength. There are situations that are just too much for me to handle. So I ask that You stand by me, Lord, now and always. Whether I am in a storm or in the valley or in the shadow of death, be with me, Father. Whether I am in a fiery furnace or in the lion's den, I pray that You would raise up a standard. When the enemy comes at me like a flood, Lord Jesus, I look to You. I look to Your saving grace. Your word in Psalms 121, verse 7 and 8 says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore." So when the devil attempts to attack me, I will hold on to this word that You, Lord, will keep me from all evil. You will preserve my life. You will not allow any strongholds to overcome me. Though my problems may be daunting, I am at peace knowing that You are with me, Lord Jesus. You have promised that You would never leave me or forsake me. So even when the odds are against me, I will count on You, Lord Jesus. Whether I am in the lion's den or in the eye of the storm, You are faithful. And I believe You will be with me and protect me. Your word in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 says, "Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. I will stand firm on Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I will stand on the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my protector. I will stand firm and steadfast in your word, Lord Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, I choose to trust in you each day, each hour, and each moment of my life. You gave your life on the cross to set me free, and I thank you. Psalms 91 verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I confess this to be true in my life. You are my refuge indeed, my hiding place. And so I bless your name, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, give me grace. Let me not become a prayerless Christian, because a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Give me the grace and the discipline to be faithful in my time spent in prayer. Birth in me a desire to seek you, a desire and a passion to chase after you. I rebuke all other desires within me that fight or compete with my prayer time. Reveal to me the things in my life that are distractions or hindrances to my prayer life. I pray that my passions and desires all lead me to one destination, and that is to be in constant fellowship with you through prayer. And sometimes, Lord Jesus, I find it hard to pray. I find it to be a fight just to pray. In those moments, would you strengthen me? Would you convict me, Holy Spirit, to fight through and spend time cultivating a good relationship with God Almighty? Light a fire within my heart. Ignite a fire within my spirit that will lead me to change my lifestyle, to change the way I do things and what I practice on a daily basis. May you be glorified forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. This word trust is an interesting one. It's interesting because trust underpins every aspect of life and relationships. You interact with person A differently to person B, all because you trust one and not the other. You work hard and diligently at your job because you trust that your labor, your effort, your skill will be rewarded and compensated. You lock the door. You hide valuables from plain sight, all because you don't trust everyone to have integrity and not steal. You order food and eat it without having seen the state of the kitchen, without questioning the ingredients, all because you trust the restaurant, the establishment, or the chef. Do you see how trust is a huge factor in everyday life? Here's a couple of Bible verses I'd like you to hold on to. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. The Bible reads, Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. And is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. You see, in order to fully trust God, you have to relinquish full control. To put it another way, to trust in the Lord is to abandon trust in yourself or in another human. You stop trying to fix it yourself, and you allow God, you yield to God. You surrender all control to Him. And to do that in this day and age is to go against everything we're taught and trained to do. We have to take control of our career, our business. We need to take control of our future, our kids' futures. So much of our lives today requires control. But the Lord operates differently when it comes to the aspect of control. The Lord requires us to have faith in Him, to relinquish control and stop trying to fix it yourself, but hand it over to Jesus. And let's be realistic. There are some aspects in our lives where we need to accept that the only things we have control over is the amount of effort we put in, the attitude we have on a daily basis. That's what we can control. The rest, we have to leave it up to God. So trust God to intervene in that situation at work. Trust God to have an impact on your children. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and over all of your affairs. Remember that the Bible says you are blessed when you place your trust in God. You are blessed when you place your hope in Jesus. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, I praise your name. You are majestic and glorious. I place my trust in you today, and Almighty God. I refuse to trust in the experts of this world. I refuse to place my trust in scientists. I will instead fully trust in you and in your word, King Jesus. You are ever so reliable and consistent. Your word in Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. You are eternally changeless. You are the same God who spoke the words, Lazarus, come forth. And your power brought him back to life. And I believe that you can speak life into my situation today. You are the same God who spoke the words, peace, be still, and a storm obeyed you. And I believe that you can still speak those same words over me and calm my situation. You are still able to rebuke the storms that I face. My trust is in you, King Jesus, because you are an unchanging God. You are and have always been a redeemer, a savior, and a deliverer. Your word in Psalms 34, verse 4 to 6 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Lord Jesus, I commit all of my ways to you. I commit my plans to you, Father, and I relinquish control over to you, King Jesus. Have your way, Father. Your word tells me in 2 Corinthians 16, verse 9, that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Father, as your eyes search the whole earth, when you look to strengthen those whose hearts are committed to you, I pray that you may find my heart to be committed to you. I pray that you would find my heart to be full of faith and burning brightly for you. May you find me, Lord, to have a heart that is full of trust and reliance in you. Lord, I pray that I may never be too busy for you. May I never be too tired to pray and give you thanks. I pray that my heart would never be too busy for your word. As your eyes search the whole earth for those loyal to you, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would find my heart to be committed to you. I pray that you may find a surrendered and willing heart, a heart that looks only to you. May you find a heart that is satisfied only in your presence. I pray, Lord, that my heart may never settle for these worldly things, but rather may I constantly seek heavenly things, things from above, things that are pure and righteous. I desire to be wrapped in your steadfast love. I pray that your presence would always be strong and rich around me and around my home. Holy Spirit, would you move within me and clear up my heart? Help me to make room for the Lord by removing anything ungodly within my heart. May the Lord's presence be known in my life. Father, your word says in Psalm 28, verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. You are indeed my strength and shield. My heart certainly finds rest and comfort in you, because you are an unfailing God. I bless your holy name. Amen."